No, no, he's happy as a dog. He's happy as can be.
What, did you come for crisis not to tell Larry?
No, no, I didn't tell him, I had him so confused, I said, the one thing you didn't want is seven.
Tell him not to tell Larry.
I told him not to tell him. They should be, I told him that, because, yeah.
And what did you say to one lady on the seven, did he agree?
Yeah.
Or did he, I don't know.
Oh, completely.
Now Larry's for 7 months, right?
Yeah.
And what did Bill say, is he on board on that?
Completely.
I hope you recorded the conversation, I got to hold it for this one.
Oh, I got it.
I got it. And so he says, all right, well, what did he say about 7 months? He says, well, that's...
That's out of the question, he said that gets the biggest down, he made a good case.
Yeah.
On four?
Yeah.
He said he just wanted to give you a little more on group, that he didn't have to make a big announcement.
Yeah.
So I said, well, the president is seriously considering 4 months, I just want you to know this, and he won't be able to leave dates tomorrow or tomorrow.
Yeah.
But even if he should go for 2 months, I said, his present thinking is to do two and then another two. And he said, well, if that case, I have no problem at all. So I said, in either case, it's going to wind up at 4 months.
Matter of fact, there's something to be said for going for 2 months, or two at a time, in a sense, you know, in any event. You know, the idea being that we're talking about our issue, and it shows we're winding it down.
Mr. President, I believe that what happens in these negotiations, they may settle the whole problem in a sense that it's right about it, because it may easily turn out, if it works, then that's it. If it doesn't work, it's up to you then to decide whether it'll do you most good. If you take a lot of heat in January for being unresponsive to that peace move, I think you ought to put out the history of your peace negotiations. If you're not under great pressure, if you don't
say it,
then you might say it.
The thing to do is to say everything to me.
So I think either way, you're in good shape.
All right, back to that, Doc. Isn't that a curious thing, though, that,
the thinking is we shouldn't tell later. We shouldn't tell Rogers until about an hour before that you're going to make the announcement.
No, so that it appears that I just decided to spend so much leaps and I'm going to go on for a month. And at that point, you can call him and say, look, we're putting the NSC meeting. Don't postpone it to see him until that. I don't think so. Do you think it has been? Well, I told Haldeman, I told him that to leave the NSC meeting, and it's all right if it's been done, but to leave it on schedule at 4 o'clock, then you see it 3:30, if you get accused to say, look, the meeting will be at 5 rather than 4.
All right.
How's that sound to you?
That would be the right way to do it, but...
Do you think they've already called him?
If I'm any judge, they have. But that still, that doesn't mean that they think you're...
In any event, my view is this, that I just call Rogers at 3:30 and I just... In particular, this hasn't been so much speculation about this. With Rogers, I'd say that Laird's leaked it. I just don't. And with Laird's, I feel that now there's been so much speculation, it doesn't go on and announce $45,000. And just, I would, with Laird, I'm not going to mention it again, with Laird, I'd be just cold turkey to Mel and announce
it. Oh, Laird leaked. Well, what we found out is that Henkin is telling everybody it's depending on it will be 2 months, 5 months, or 7 months. In other words, if they are thinking about this figure, then you think.
I have just marked and sent over to you that you will get that entire list of players. I approved everything except the top man, whom I don't want to approve. And the other one that I didn't know anything about is the one he wants for Armistead Selden. Do you know Armistead Selden?
Yeah, but what does he want?
No, Secretary of the Air Force or something like that. Who is Self?
I was talking to a former congressman, a former congressman.
Never heard of him. Selden?
Well, maybe on the congressional committee.
One of his cronies. Well, anyway, I think it's a mess. But I must say, at the top one, I don't know who the hell we can get. Henry, I know there's one thing I want to ask you about. You got a name? Tornado. Did Bob put him on the
No.
Why don't we have Jack McCoy to look at the critical time?
That's a good idea.
Power figure.
Good idea.
Power
figure. Outstanding.
I saw him at the dinner and he was very high on my speech. You might just give him a call. I'd like you to call him. As a matter of fact, you can call him now. I don't know why I call him now.
Yeah.
I'll talk you get Mr. Jack McCloy, the lawyer in New York for us, please? You have his number, don't you? McCloy, he's with the,
well, that's his visit at home, you will.
He's at home, you can get it through Kissinger's office, fine. What I was gonna say, and then it just occurred to me, God damn it, he knows more than anybody else. He's tough and strong.
Good.
And he's a great internationalist, and we'd say, now, Jack, we only asked you to do it for a year.
I do.
And you're 74 years old, and at the President's Conference, but it shows that we're putting enormous emphasis on NATO.
Brilliant.
And he can watch the MDFR. How do you like it?
Outstanding, I love it.
Finally go for the big man again.
Brilliant idea.
And you just say now that the President doesn't, you say, I'm calling the Jack because the President will ask you, but he doesn't want to put you on the spot knowing the great patriot you are, if you don't want to be put on the spot, but he feels strongly, he's concerned about NATO and our relationship with Europe and the rest, but we just need a towering figure for that position. And, operator, I just placed a call to Mr. McCloy in New York. I want Dr. Kissinger will talk on that call. He's calling from my office, but I didn't want to get him to talk to Kissinger's office. Yeah, John J. McCloy, right.
Yeah, you must have to know.
Yeah. Anyway. See, the thing about it, too, now I read about, and I marked up some things, too, here on MDFR. I read Laird's memorandum. I decided they'd better on Europe. He said, give it to you. Well, I sent over to you all marked up. There's a lot of good ideas.
Yeah, that was...
But I don't know, I didn't get to that one. And there's a lot of good ideas. And also, I think Conway should read it. So that you get the deal with Europe. You've got to get over it. Now, we'll take a hold of this European thing. We can turn it around so fast to make your heads...
Well, there's
not any place else to go.
Mr. President, you are that is your field. It's absurd for you to get under political attack on NATO.
Yeah. NATO, Christ, who fought the Mansfield Amendment?
That's
who went to Europe right after I was president?
Exactly.
Who has told the Russians, go to hell, and they have said, make a deal with us about Europe?
Of course.
Who has stood up with Heath, with Pompidou, with Brown? Christ, we're playing their line all the time.
No.
Now, MDFR, I think on that one, as I said, we've got to get a game plan, and I mean a ball control game plan on that. I think Brosio is fine for what he's doing. But I think Larry is right that we've got to control that goddamn.
Absolutely not.
Now,
I have suggested above an NSC meeting before the NATO ministerial meeting. If you lay it down hard there, how you want it handled at NATO?
Well, maybe we could get this, now the NSC meeting next week. No, we're not ready
to do that.
And anyway, isn't this world to have too many items on? Next week we'll do Conlon.
Right.
And what else did I put
in? Yeah, Laird and India, Pakistan.
And India, Pakistan.
Hello, Jack? Okay, Jack, you and I have been trying to reach each other and managed to miss each other for a week. But I'm calling you today about the following. The President and I have been talking about the developments in Europe. And I also told him about my meeting with you with the advisory committee. And we feel that we badly need to put our relations to Europe on a new and firm basis. And also, frankly, to get somebody to get a hold of this MPFR business before it's used as a wedge to drive our allies totally into a total lack of confidence in us. So, as you know, the NATO ambassadorship is vacant at this moment. And the President asked me to explore with you whether, knowing it would be an enormous sacrifice, you would agree to serve there for a year. We need a towering figure there now. And he will ask you himself, but for obvious reasons, he'd like me to find out first whether this is totally out of the ballpark. It's really, got a lot of, we have a lot of names, and it's a job that people are dying to get. But there's only one person who represents this great tradition of U.S.-European relationships, who has the stature in Europe, who can be both firm and compassionate, and who would have a voice in our council that everyone would listen to. We'd really like you to watch our relationship with Europe from over there. I must tell you, I am speaking as an individual now, really profoundly concerned about the way things are going. So we decided if you stayed longer, when we say a year, we are just assuming that this is all you would be willing to do. It's in the job, but no, look, Jack, we know it'd be a sacrifice, an enormous sacrifice, and you... No, of course you have to sleep on it. And I must tell you honestly, we were thinking for a while along much more conventional lines, but as the president studied the problem, he feels, and also you've got yourself partly into this mess, because I reported to him about what you said at this General Advisory Committee. I know you didn't have it in mind, but he felt that this was the most perceptive view of it among that he had heard, and so he thought that he should, he wanted to send one of our towering figures over there. And I must tell you that we're towering figure is his. And one of the points he asked me to tell you, I mean, is that we would want to have an understanding with you that you could watch the economics of it too. Because as you know, we are developing this between you and me, increasing concern for that. Increasing concern about the impact this is having. Yeah. We think that this would be a crucial year, and if you committed yourself for only a year, that would be, of course, completely understood. And maybe that would ease your economic problems a little. Don't answer now, Jack. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, and let me just say, as an old acquaintance and long-time admirer, I really think the country needs you right now. Good, Jack. Incidentally, we haven't told anyone else about this. We haven't told the bureaucracy or anyone. No. We wish you would. Okay. Bye. He's got to think about it. He's got a major economic problem to him because he's got to make a living and he has no reserves.
Interesting. You know, he's a partner in one of the biggest law firms, but like all, he is a life somewhere who will make quite a bit.
Now tie in to a real guy who helped us on the assault, I mean, on Mansfield. morning.
Yeah, his views could be your views, and...
Well, but I mean, it's a deal that's not given to you, but Henry, he is, frankly, his views are closer to mine than they are to
yours. No,
he's no soft liner.
He is a soft liner.
I know.
But he's not a soft liner on Europe.
Never has been, no.
That's the point.
He's a soft liner, soft, and you know nothing about him.
But he's on Europe, he's exactly on Europe.
MBFR, by God, he could not even be watching MBFR, even. And McCoy says not a little other European ambassadors, he'll power over them.
Oh, he'll be good.
And he'll impress the Germans, and
oh, he'll be tremendous.
I just think it's a terrific idea.
And he'll help us with the New York Times and so forth. Right. And on the economics, he's just
a good leader. He can talk to Collins, you know what I mean? He's in that ballpark. Now, you compare him with, say, a Stressel.
Oh,
God, that. See my point?
Well, Mr. President, you are inspired by the
text on or anybody.
Text on is okay, but he won't learn it fast enough.
He won't learn it for a year. He won't learn whether to know how to talk.
You might want something in the cabinet in the second term. He didn't impress me all that much.
No, he isn't that much, but I meant to. I just think it's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Really good idea.
What would you say to Henry Peterson if he wanted to do it in the ambassador?
Yeah. You don't have to be that strong, and he knows that, you know.
Yeah.
That isn't a bad idea. In fact, it's a good idea.
Haldeman raised it with me, and I said, well, I don't know.
No, that's good.
We may have everybody in commerce, so we don't know.
No, that's a good idea.
Mitchell, I think, was an ultra wisdom. Basically, it's a desperately needed position.
In many ways, it's a better position than
if you want to be an ambassador in a place where the hell do you want to be ambassador? If you're a man or a German, right? Would you want to go to England?
No.
France? Italy? Hello? Russia? Not really. I mean, the Russian. Incidentally, we've got to get a better ambassador in Russia eventually, or if our relations start to get all busy, but Dean doesn't begin to. Don't you agree?
He's a decent guy.
He's a wonderful fellow, but he just doesn't come into it as
much.
Oh, one thing, did he tell you that the state, well, I think I'm sure it wasn't built by anyone, but they just recommended that maybe I'd want to consider stopping in Poland on my way back from Russia. Remember the question?
No,
of course I did that thing. I did it. I know it.
But they didn't like it.
They hated it.
And no, but the Russians didn't like
Russians
it.
Like
you to stop.
Neither did they. But let me tell you what, Henry, at this point, the game with Russia is so big.
Yeah.
Right? I'll twist, kick them in the balls. When I'm going to Romania. But not when we're playing that game. We're
the fact
safe. If you were to announce before going to Russia, you're going to go to Poland on the way back.
You guarantee a lousy welcome in
Russia. Right.
No, all the arguments that they wrongly made against going to Romania would apply to going to Poland after Russia. You should go nowhere on the trip to or from Russia.
Sure. That's right.
I think on the way to, you should go to our
nation for rest.
Yeah, because it, of course, gives you a better arrival time.
God damn it, we can get McCoy in this. Is he coming down here?
He's coming through the Sultan.
All right, I'll try to catch him after, I want you to sell him. You just tell him that.
I'll call him again tomorrow.
Jack, your country needs you. And this has another Jack, let me tell you in all honesty, coming. The president has been thinking about this. He's terribly interested in here. He's been busy with a lot of other things. So forth, trying to get back. And it was his idea that he after he saw you at the dinner in New York, he came back that night. And the next day, he called on the phone and said, why not McCoy?
I think I am excited. It's a really inspired idea, Mr. President.
The other thing I think you could tell him is that precision is
clients. It's just a year of income he loses, but he'll make that up in an additional 15 years.
Oh, yeah.